All right, now in this video, I'm just going to make a few connections here. Going to look at the big picture. Not going to dive too deeply into things, but we'll start here with Kim Kardashian, who is from the Kardashian family. In fact, it's the Kardashian-Jenner family. The father, Robert Kardashian, lawyer to O.J. Simpson, Bruce Jenner, otherwise known as Bruce Genderless, was married to the mother, Kris Jenner. So already, we can see this is basically a PSYOP kind of family, a family of social influencers. And of course, this show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, full of secretly transitioned humanoids, ran for 20 seasons, but it was created by Ryan Seacrest from American Idol fame. Okay, so now we got another connection here. Already there's been so many different strange connections to this family. All right, so it's hard to keep up. It is actually hard to keep up with the Kardashians. And the genre is called reality television. But it really couldn't be further from reality because all the people are fake. These are fake people. Ryan Seacrest gets $300 million from THL Partners and Bain Capital. Bain Capital, one of the world's leading private investment firms. Our global team aligns our interests with those of our investors and partners for lasting impact, creating a new world. But the life sciences division is basically the pharma, biotech, medical, diagnostic, and life science tool companies to enslave the human race. And there's about 50 companies on this list here. I'm not going to go through all of them, but we can see companies such as Avanti Bio, biopharmaceutical company, gene transfer and gene editing therapies. Got to edit those genes. They're defective. Treatment of COVID-19 and other coronavirus infections. Ah, yeah, the COVID, the deadly COVID. Affinivax, next generation technology platform. Development of vaccines and immunotherapies. Masonic logos all over the place. Sun imagery. Planets. Constellation. Interius. Gene therapy. In vivo cell-specific gene delivery. It's a breakthrough platform with multi-product potential. Yes. Chimera. With a K. Chimera. Biopharma company. Transformative new approach. Now, Bain Capital was co-founded by Mitt Romney, former presidential candidate. So Mitt Romney at Bain & Company worked with clients such as Monsanto. All right, Monsanto is currently owned by Bayer Pharmaceutical. It's been around since about 1901 and associated with the Rockefellers. They were the first to genetically modify a plant cell, and they started doing genetically modified crops, and they acquired G.D. Searle and company. Now, this company here, Donald Rumsfeld, the known unknown, served as CEO, and he engineered the acquisition of Searle by Monsanto. It's really his idea, and then they became the company called Pharmakia. But look at what it says here. The company is named after the Greek word pharmakia, which means sorcery. Yeah, that's how it's usually translated in the Bible. Monsanto acquired the pharma company G.D. Searle & Company in 1985 with the help of Donald Rumsfeld. Then Pharmakia and Upjohn merged with Monsanto and renamed themselves Pharmakia. So Monsanto literally renamed their company Pharmakia to tell us exactly what's going on. And Pharmakia, the Greek word here, yes, it does mean sorcery, but sorcery involves drugs, right? Sorcery, witchcraft, magic, medicine, drugs, it's all related. They actually named their company that. And I came across this. This is something Monsanto's involved in. Genetic use restriction technology, also known as Terminator technology. Terminator. Or suicide seeds. Terminator technology produces plants with sterile seeds. Now, I kind of wonder if that's what they're doing now with these so-called vaccines. It basically will create sterile offspring. So if two vaccinated people have a baby, or even just one, they themselves may not be sterile, but their offspring will be sterile. See, they have this technology so that you could go out and have a baby, but your baby would be sterile. That's what's happening here. With the Terminator seeds, the plants produce other plants, but the second generation plant is sterile. This trait would prevent the spread of those seeds into the wild or the spread of those humans, the human seed. It would also prevent farmers from planting seeds they harvest, requiring them to purchase seed for every planting. See, basically, Monsanto now owns, and there's some other competitors as well. It's not just them. For example, DuPont and Syngenta. They basically own nature. Right? So if you want to plant a seed in your garden, you got to buy it from them. You just can't get it from an existing plant or fruit or vegetable, whatever. That's the goal, at least. Why wouldn't they want to create humans like this? Whereas if you want to create a new human being, you got to buy it from them. You got to buy the seed from them because everyone's going to be sterile, you know, either now or the next generation, possibly. But this technology does exist. And also they do have the technology to create in utero hybrids of anything they want, including male-female hybrids. American Idol, which is produced by Simon Fuller, 19 Entertainment. Okay, so why is this called 19 Entertainment? I've seen this number 19 recently quite a bit. Oh, that's right, COVID-19. So, you know, it could possibly relate to the nine sephirot of the Tree of Life in Kabbalah and the one crown, the corona on top. And also the number 19 in Roman numerals looks like this. And you know how these people love their symbols. That's probably how they think of it, like this. And this looks very similar to the seal of Saturn, a magical symbol representing the intelligence of the planet Saturn. It's a spiritual energy or entity, kind of like the nine sephirot. The magic square of Saturn is the table of the numbers 1 through 9, like a 19, 1, 9, arranged in such a way that all rows add to 15. Okay, it's a little complex, but you can see there's kind of an X. It just so happens, if you think I'm just making stuff up, Roman numeral is used for Simon Fuller's other company, XIX Entertainment. So he has a company called 19 Entertainment, but he also has a company called 19 Entertainment that uses Roman numerals. Their clients are musicians and sports celebrities, including gender bender Anne Lennox, Victoria Beckham, David Beckham, Steven Tyler, who, according to his own book, right here on his Wikipedia page, he has a section called gender. All right, so he's got a lot of, you know, different subtopics: family, health, gender. Most people don't have a heading called gender. Most people don't need that. Tyler has been known to have an androgynous persona, both on and off stage, flamboyant clothes and makeup, right? That's malakos in Greek. They talk about this in the Bible, right? The transvestites wear flamboyant clothes and makeup. In his book, he said, "I've been misquoted as saying I'm more female than male. Let me set the record straight. It's more half and half." All right, so he admits in his book he's half male, half female. It's one of the clients of this XIX, could be related to chromosomes. The two X chromosomes are female, and then you got the phallus in the middle, you know. I mean, who knows, right? I don't know. They love their X's and their V's, and the, you know how it is. There's the male on top and the female on the bottom, right? So, and there's a bit of a mirror image going on as well, which also represents androgyny, balance, right, harmony. And we got the Spice Girls, Carrie Underwood, the Presley, and some others. Oh, J-Lo. I've made videos on most of these people already. Now, my question is, why are the Kardashian trannies so dark-skinned? Even the offspring of Bruce Genderless, right? Now, supposedly, Kris Jenner is supposedly white. Bruce Genderless is supposedly white, but the children are not white. I do kind of wonder what's going on there, you know what I mean? And I don't know. But then you have the Khazarians, just north of that, which is the modern-day Ukraine. So I don't know. And this is just north of Babylon. So who knows what kind of bloodlines these people really have, you know what I mean? O.J., he was convicted and sentenced to 33 years imprisonment. And O.J. Simpson was in the Towering Inferno, kind of a precursor to 9/11. And Capricorn 1, very interesting movie about a fake Mars landing, similar to the fake moon landing. And Nicole Brown Simpson, who was a man. Many people believe this is now the transcaster named Megyn Kelly. I'm not sure if it is or not. It could be. Either way, this whole thing seems like a psyop. You know what I mean? This O.J. Simpson. So you have a lot of connections going on to the Kardashians, right? So maybe it all goes back to Bain Capital and Mitt Romney. But you can see the new species of human being promoted, being financed by private equity firms. Meet the Kardashians. Meet Caitlyn Jenner. Meet the new species of humanity. Meet the Great Reset, which is a transformation of humanity, right? As they said at the World Economic Forum in their book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution, right in the introduction, it says, the Fourth Industrial Revolution is the transformation of humanity. What better company to do that than Monsanto, which is now owned by Bayer, a pharmaceutical company, and Pfizer and all these guys, and they're all involved in making the hormones that these trannies have to buy. So the more transgendered children they can create, the more drugs they're going to sell, and the more fake pandemics they have, the more drugs they're going to sell, and the more they're going to transform humanity, and the more control they're going to have over the biology of human beings, and human beings will become products. Just like now, the Terminator seeds will prevent the spread of those seeds into the wild, right? And it is interesting that they kind of changed the abortion laws in the United States. Could be that they've already injected everybody and everyone's sterile anyway, or they actually want more children to be born because they're modified people. The children being born now are going to be different, and they want them to be born. Either way, you know it's some kind of psyop, right? Why would they do this now? And by the way, Clarence Thomas, his name is actually here on the Monsanto Wikipedia page. Clarence Thomas worked as an attorney for Monsanto in the 1970s, and he found that newly developed plant breeds are patentable under the general utility patent laws in the United States. What about human breeds, right? Are newly developed human breeds also patentable? And all these people in the government, officials, this is how it works, right? They work at these large corporations for a while, then they work in the government to make sure that all the illegal things they're doing suddenly become legal. And there are a lot of lawsuits now against Monsanto, and Bayer is actually losing a lot of money now, so you know, but they keep plugging along. We keep fighting back, and they keep fighting back as well. We're at war, actually. This is a war for the seed of humanity. And seed in the Bible starts out talking about seed in Genesis 1. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds. Well, now it's a suicide seed. It's a Terminator seed. If you want seed, you got to go buy it from Monsanto, from Bayer, from the pharmaceutical companies. They also control the food. Here's a good one. You're going to hear a lot of people saying this pretty soon. Give us seed that we may live and not die, and that the land may not be desolate, right? Lots of famine in the Bible. They'll be slaves to the Pharaoh. Sound familiar? He who controls the seed controls life. And here's the pharmakia right here. In Greek, pharmakia. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, and all nations were deceived by your pharmakia, which is the new name of Monsanto. They actually changed their name of their company to this word right here. Sorcery in English, most English Bibles. Pharmakia in Greek. Pharmaceutical sorcery. All nations were deceived by pharmakia. Pharmakia is the name of Monsanto. All nations were deceived by Monsanto. It says right here in Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. So these days they translate the Hebrew word as offspring, but it is probably more literally seed. So there's a war between the serpent seed and the human seed. And speaking of serpents, we had a 4-meter-long python visit our house the other day. So we called the snake people and they came and took it away. Not sure what they did with it, but lately our cats have been bringing a lot of baby snakes into our house. So this looks like the mama snake. Thanks for watching. Have a wonderful day.